Good morning, A-List.
Hi, my name is Ruben. I'm with Bank of Cardiff. Is Avi in?
Oh my goodness, hold on one second. I think you guys have sent the information and we've told you guys if Avi was interested, he would contact you guys back. But you guys keep on calling. But hold on.
I think that's incorrect. It's not a sales call. I'm an underwriter. He's working with a loan officer here.
Okay, hold on.
Hello.
Hi, this is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Yes, Ruben.
Hi, you're working with Olivia here. How are you doing? Can I give you my phone number in case we get disconnected?
Why would we get disconnected?
But my phone has a lot of... Just in case you need to reach me, do you have a pen handy?
Okay.
Avi, my phone number is 858.
Uh-huh.
866. 9102.
Okay.
And from what I understand, you're not looking for a personal loan, you're looking for a business loan. Is that correct?
You're talking about the vehicle?
Yes. That you're working with Olivia here on.
Yeah, but it's a big vehicle purchase, so I don't know how you call it, personal or not personal.
No, I'm saying you're
a company vehicle.
Correct. You're wanting a loan that doesn't go under your personal credit report. You want a loan that goes under your business credit report. Is that accurate?
Call it whatever you want. I mean, if you cannot do it, just let me know. I need to move on. I mean, there's way too many questions, too much stuff. You know, I provide you everything needed, and you still don't know what's going on.
I just wanted to confirm that, Avi. We've approved your business for financing. I just wanted to talk to you real quick and make sure we're giving you a competitive offer. I understand that you have a relationship with Titus Leasing, who has an approval with, and you want to see what Bank of Cardiff can provide. Is that accurate?
No. Olivia was running after me already for weeks. I said, okay, I'll give you a try. This is a pending car that I have to complete the purchase right now, okay, right now as we speak. So I need to know yes or no. She said, yeah, we want to do it, let us do it. Okay, so I'm giving it a try. I mean, go ahead and do it.
Okay.
Because I'm looking for somebody else. I'm not looking for something more competitive. I wasn't looking for anything. She was just called out of the blue weeks ago, and she kept on calling, and she kept on emailing me, and she kept on following up. I said, okay, you know what? Here it is. Okay, you want to do it? Yes, I want to do it. Give me this. I gave her everything. What's next?
Okay, man. I'm not in sales. I'm just here to make sure I understand everything to get your documents. So we've approved the file. It would be a business, either dollar buyout lease or equipment finance agreement. Do you have a preference?
No, we'll do. I want a 3 years purchase.
You want a finance agreement? Okay. And just to confirm, the equipment that I have here is a 2015 Suburban, is that correct? 40,000 miles?
Yes.
Okay. Second question for you is, most of our transactions, you're going to put a first and last payment due at signing. Are you okay with that? A first and last payment, it's not a down payment. It covers your first month and it covers your last month in advance.
It's not what it was supposed to be, but I can look at it. I mean, I thought you're doing it like zero down or something. I don't know.
Okay. Are you looking for a zero down program? Is that important to you?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
I need to expense everything, you know, because if I put money down, it's not an expense. But anyway, but go ahead.
Okay. Second, other thing is this. I was going to ask you, I understand, you know, you're large business, you buy a lot of equipment or vehicles. Is there any other equipment or vehicles you're trying to finance right now besides this?
Yes, I have more, yes. But the question is, we got to do one by one. We want to see what you can do. Because right now we're still going around. We haven't done anything yet.
Okay.
So, yes, I have another one, and another one coming. It's a brand new 2017 Lincoln Continental. It's not even open to the public only. It's only open to delivery.
Okay.
Industry, to delivery.
Okay. So, yeah, I can definitely walk you through what we can. We're a relationship-based bank. We're actually local. We're in Southern California as well. So we can do this as one by one, which is just a finance agreement on each specific asset, or we can do everything just as one large loan. It really depends on what you need or what you want. My suggestion always do one large loan. It keeps it simpler. It keeps it cleaner. You don't have multiple loans, but it's complete.
So it's a loan, not per vehicle? I mean, you're just giving me the money and I pay for the car? That's what you're saying?
No, we pay the dealer.
Oh, you paid it. Okay, so that's not one big loan. It's actually per item.
No, I'm saying with you can wrap up multiple pieces of equipment into one transaction. So you could pay three different dealers and have one payment against it instead of having to have one payment on each vehicle. Does that make sense?
Well, the second dealer will be Cadillac Penske Motors, which they're over here too, right? You've probably heard of them, Penske Motors.
I know Penske is.
Out in California, yes.
Okay.
But again, I don't have the price yet. Lincoln has to name the price. It's a brand new item, not exposed to the public, only to livery companies, meaning limousine companies.
Okay.
So we don't know yet. I do have a VIN number because I already placed the order about 4 months ago, and they just sent me an email that my vehicle has been born and has a VIN number, and we don't know when it's going to be delivered yet. Maybe
okay.
About a week, maybe two. We don't know. So let's talk about what we have on the table, and let's see if we can move on that.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, I think this call will only take 2 more minutes. Based on the notes, I thought you had an approval from Titus Leasing, and we're trying to kind of shop your transaction on. But I can tell you what we can offer. So the approval I have for you, it's a finance agreement. It's not a lease. I can do that for you. The program does standardly come with two payments due at signing. I can try to get that waived, but that's pretty much standard. If you really, really want it, that's really, really important to you, I can.
Okay.
Second question for you, just because I don't really see in the business credit too much. How many vehicles do you currently have financed through Titus Leasing?
Well, it's, again, most of them have been paid off.
They've been paid off, okay. Gotcha.
You don't see it on my balance sheet because they do it, they call it a leasing. Titus Leasing, it's one of the most predominant lenders in our industry. You know, every industry has its predominant lender type of thing. They're very, very predominant. That what means is they do it as a leasing, but it's leasing. It's actually a purchase for a dollar buyout. Because it's leasing, I can expense the full amount, and I can use the expense, you know, which is great. But it doesn't show on my balance sheet. So what okay. happens when the vehicle is paid off? Like, you know, half of the vehicles are paid off over here. I tell them keep the title. Just keep it, and when I'm ready to sell it, they actually assign the title to somebody else. It doesn't even go through anybody. I just collect the money. You know what I'm saying? So we have a lot of what you call hidden assets as far as accounting we have over here, okay? So we got a lot of the vehicles in that sense. But that's how they do it. It's a very predominant lender in our industry. That's how it's being done. But
you expense the payouts?
Yes. No, not the payout. I can expense the full amount because it's called leasing as opposed to a purchase. The purchase, then I have to depreciate the vehicle over 5 years as opposed to expense the leasing amount for 3 years, which is a higher amount. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Gotcha.
Let's say if I'm buying the car from you right now, right? If I'm buying the car, and if I have to pay you any money down. And I will have to depreciate the vehicle over 5 years. That's how it goes, right? I have to depreciate it over 5 years. So it doesn't matter that I'm buying it over 3 years. It doesn't matter that I'm paying a down payment. I have to depreciate it over 5 years. That means I'm showing a lesser amount on my P&L, and the bottom line is I'm showing more profit for taxes. As far as what they're concerned, we call it a lease. So that means like the vehicle is going to go back. So that's why I can expense the full amount over 3 years as opposed to 5 years, and I can take the full expense. All right. I don't know if you're an accountant, if you understand accounting, but that's what it is. Okay.
I'm not an accountant, and I'm not allowed to give you any tax advice. Your business is your business.
You don't have to give me. Yeah. I'm just
I do know how the leases are actually how it's supposed to be reported. If you want me to share that with you, but it's really none of my business.
No, it's okay. I'm just saying, you know. What I'm telling you right now, it's okay. It's a finance for 3 years. I don't need more than that because I can pay it in 3 years easy. So it's a finance for 3 years with no money down.
Gotcha. Okay.
So give me what you can offer.
Yeah, so I think what we would do is, I think it's going to be a little different. It's a different type of relationship. What we would offer is probably a finance agreement here. It's, you know, tax advice. I think the way that people treat them is they depreciate the asset and they write off the interest.
Yes,
so two has one dozen.
Yes, I understand. Yes. I'm saying yes. That's how we're going to do it this time. Yes.
Okay. A big difference is that we're not going to necessarily make you do this over 3 years. Our best deals are for 5 years. That's our best deals on this type of equipment. Let me give you an idea of where you're going to look at a monthly payment, a good estimate. So your approval on, say, a 5-year term, you would have a payment of around $1,140 a month. That's for 5 years. That's with two payments due at signing. That's fixed and goes under business credit.
You probably put over there like 25% interest rate. It's not for me.
How do you calculate that interest rate?
Because it's otherwise not possible for 5 years. Because if you take the vehicle amount...
Okay. Can we confirm the vehicle amount?
If I'm going to do
I might have the...
You're putting a very high interest rate. No, the vehicle is like 29,000 something.
I'm sorry. It's 29,000 the equipment?
For 39,000 something plus tax.
Oh, I have a completely different dollar amount, so that's throwing it off.
What's the amount you have?
I have well over 45,000. Let's take a look.
That's with the taxes and with everything. But the vehicle
amount is 39,000. Oh, okay. So I think when you do a... So I'm actually quoting you on including financing the taxes. I'm including you, quoting you all in. I'm not doing not the taxes. I'm including everything. Your total payment, including taxes, would be that.
Okay. Okay. The vehicle, the invoice that they showed us, what I signed for. Let me see. I have the contract over here. The base was $39,295.
I have a total of cost of $46,495.63.
Yes, but that amount is already including the interest rate that Chase already put in. Only 249%. That's all they put in, but it's already including that.
Oh, that includes interest. Okay, so let's figure this out.
If you look at the contract itself, the finance charge already included. It's extra 1806 over there. Already included.
So let's go. Let's figure this out. I've got this yellow sheet of paper. So the total cost I have.
The car itself is, as you can see, if you go down, it says $39,295. That's the price of the vehicle.
Gotcha. Cash price. Okay.
Yeah, so that actually we have to add the taxes. And I think in Orange County, because that's an Orange County sale that was made, I think it's like, what is it, eight and a quarter or eight something, I think. So we have to see exactly. But that would
do you want this service contract or no?
No, we don't have to do it because we may have to change that.
So it seems like the amount that I should quote you on is the $39,295. They don't. We're doing your documents. They're not. So it would be right. No documentation fee, I assume, and then sales tax. Is that correct?
Yes. The only thing is that there's an additional which they may need to include. It says if you go down, it says vehicle license fee.
That's titling. Yeah.
Yes, so that because I think they did something, but that actually may need to be changed. So that may be that, but we can edit later. That's a small amount.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to quote you on the equipment, no sales tax, and we can always addend this. We can always change one page on the contract based on the final invoice amount.
No,
that's
you,
not.
You do want to add the sales tax.
I have that. Correct.
You have sales tax? I mean, I don't know what they charge over there in Orange County. Let me see if it's on the contract. Oh, because also what they added to the contract, they added a warranty on the vehicle. It's an extra $2,783, but that's actually it's not a must. Okay, sales tax, it's $3,740. Let me see if this is $3,740 divided by $39,295. That is
9.5%. I've got the cost we're going to use here. Obviously, is $43,035.63. That's the cost we're going to use here. That seems to be the cost that should be accurate. Okay.
And that's including the sales tax, right?
Yeah, that is the sales tax without a service contract, without registration.
What amount?
$43,035.63.
$43,035. Okay.
Okay, that's what I'm going to use here, okay?
Yes, but it looks like it's 9.5% sales tax. I think it's less, so I don't know.
Your final payment will be based on the invoice amount. We're never going to release payment without verifying with you in writing and on the phone what your payment is. But let me quote you out on some numbers here to give you some ideas, okay?
Okay.
So
you could add, you see, they added a, they call it Century Automotive. It's a 72-month term, 100,000 miles bumper-to-bumper warranty on the vehicle, and that actually it's additional 2,000.
Do you want me to add that?
You could. You could actually.
Okay. How much does that cost? How much does that cost?
What are you asking? I'm sorry.
How much does it cost, that warranty? Is that $3,740?
No. Do you have that yellow contract?
Oh, $2,783. I see $2,783.
Yes. And if you look on the right-hand side, it says optional service contract. It says, because near the one you saw, $2,783, it says Century Automotive. You see that? If you look on the right-hand side, it says Century Automotive. And it's a...
It's $2,783.
It's a 72-month warranty for 100,000 miles. And that's why the additional is 2783. So we can do with or we can do without.
I think we, you know, if you, and I don't really care. It's up to you. But let me offer you some programs here. And, you know, we want your business. I'm sure you buy it.
Okay, so do with and do without, and let's see what it comes.
It's the same cost regardless. So what I'm going to do here is, obviously, I think it's a potential to form a relationship. You're local. We work with a lot of local customers repeat at times, and it's just a different type of relationship. Just, you know, a little bump back of Cardiff. You've asked, you know, you've tell me what you're looking for, which is fine. We're a little different than a lot of financing and leasing companies. We offer two products. First product we offer is an equipment loan or vehicle loan or lease is what you're doing now. But in addition to that, we offer some unique products. We also offer unsecured term loans for expansion and marketing. So if we form a relationship now, you might pick up the phone, call us in 6 months and say, hey, look, I'm doing an advertising campaign or I want to hire a new salesperson. I want $50,000 of unsecured money and we can do that for you. So it's a little different type of a relationship. So here's what I can offer you. I'd like to give you a discount up front, give you something that's going to incentivize you to move forward. I know how that works. What I can offer you is this. I can offer you the following. Let's just bring this up. If we include the service contract. Okay. Two payments up front. That means your first and last payment. If we add registration, let's just say registration is 10%, the payment will go up by 10%. If registration is 5%, the payment will go up 5%. Everything is apples to apples. If you want to do 5 years, I can offer you a payment that's fixed of $1,035.75 per month.
I want to go 5 years. I mean, I want to pay it quick.
Can I? Why? I can offer you, but can I ask why you're trying to do something that quick?
Because vehicles are depreciating. So if I need to sell it, I'm going to be upside down. You know, so I'd rather actually get it over with. I'd rather actually pay it in 3 years. I can do
okay.
It. I don't have no issue.
Fair enough. The payment I could offer you...
If you want,
it would be $1,623.65 fixed.
What is it again?
$1,623.65.
Yeah, I'm sure you have a mistake somewhere. Even if I'm going to do, I'm not even going to the percentage calculation, but I'm just, here's what I'm going to do. So even and which figure did you take? What amount?
The 45,818.16. 45,818.63.
Okay, and that's including the that warranty?
Uh-huh.
That's including the warranty, okay. Yeah, that's high. That's high. You probably have a high interest rate over there. Okay, so look, I have some things to do here, and I got to move on the deal. And I got some people coming over here, actually, to my office. I'm going to sit down with people for the next 3 hours, starting at 1 o'clock. So I really will be busy on this. Unless you can offer something competitive that we can work with, it's fine. But if you're just fishing, I mean, that's not me.
There's no fishing. I'm an underwriter. What have you been offered? What are you looking for?
Well, look at the original contract. I mean, do you have it? Okay, what I sent you, I didn't make it up. Do you see the yellow? Do you have the yellow in front of you?
Yeah.
The scan? Okay. Yeah. Look what it says, annual percentage rate. You see that on the left?
Okay, so let's
frame. 49%. You see that?
Okay.
But you probably calculated at least maybe 18-20% over there in order to get to what you told me.
Okay, so let's just say, I mean, if you have a 2 point, and if you have a 2.5,
what was the percentage rate you calculated?
It's higher than that. So if you have a 2.5,
but what is it?
It's higher. It's not even the same ballpark. If you,
it's way higher. I know. That's what I'm saying. What
if you have it,
18% or something?
No, just don't talk through me. If you got approved for 2.5%, and it goes underneath your business credit exclusively, that is a better deal than what Bank of Cardiff can provide. We can't compete with that.
Is. The only problem is that they don't, now they figure out they don't do commercial. That's all.
Oh, well, that's a huge advantage. I mean, we do commercial, so that's the advantage we have.
I cannot go around. I mean, what percentage did you put in?
I have a rate factor. I don't have an APR. I can T-value the numbers, but what I can do is this.
You got to tell me that. You have to reveal that. Why are you hiding? I mean, I'm going to if you don't tell me what it is.
You
got to tell me what's the percentage rate. You have to reveal that rate. It's not a secret. I
can
put it back again, but you can't just tell me. Just tell me what it is.
Okay, your rep. I don't know what conversations you had with your rep, but we have an equipment finance agreement. It does not separate principal and interest. It is not a loan that amortizes with principal and interest. So there's nothing that I'm hiding. I'm not going to send you, or your rep's not going to send you documents that separate interest and principal like this loan. It's a different type of product.
You haven't told me yet what's the interest rate.
Because it's a rate factor. There's not going to be an APR in your contract. Of course we're charging interest, but it's a multiplier. I don't have an APR in front of me. That's not how my system works.
Okay. I'll call you back. I gotta go now, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.